There are lots of podcasts out there that give you recipe advice. Lots that interview cookbook authors or give you tips on where to eat or sweet talk chefs. This is not that. You're listening to Gravy.
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 Gravy. Gravy.
Stories of the changing American South through the foods we eat. We're a production of the Southern Foodways Alliance. I'm Tina Antolini. At Gravy, what we eat is a window into who we are. Through that window, we glimpse how race, class, gender, faith, sexuality, environment, all of it play out in this region and across the nation. Coming up in our first few episodes, a Native American tribe in North Carolina that upends a whole bunch of stereotypes.
There is a stereotype that Indians have to look a certain way. Our hair has to be straight, can't be curly. So I came along, I had curly hair.
I don't think people even process, oh, is there lumpy food? You know, I think the sense is that it's Southern. I feel that that's the same sense. It is Southern food. But, you know, what is Southern food? Which is the bigger question.
Episode 2, what's up with Christian coffee houses, which have been spreading across the South?
I think Jesus said drink K-brew coffee, but I can't quite remember. That was maybe in Matthew or Luke. I don't know. Just drink K-brew coffee. Be safe.
And after that, a crisis in Apalachicola, Florida's oystering community.
Our bay is just in such trouble.
Everyone needs a share of the water, but we're at the end of the pipeline, you know, and our share is not what it needs to be.
That's all ahead in the first few episodes of Gravy. So why not head to iTunes, subscribe, so you'll be all set when our first episode drops on November 20th. You can also listen at southernfoodways.org/gravypodcast. I'm Tina Antolini for the Southern Foodways Alliance. This is Gravy. And as you go about your daily life, please remember, make cornbread, not war.